I'm going to explain why I prefer being a technical trader even in flat market conditions. So let's get into that right now. Hi Forex Traders, Andrew Mitchum here. The Forex Trading Couch today is Friday the 26th of August. And this week has been particularly dull on the charts. It's been a horrible trading week. There's been very little decent price action. There's been very few quality setups. The market's just gone sideways. It's almost as if the market's waiting for something to happen in the market. Some news announcement or something, it's waiting for something to happen in order to kickstart it into action again in either direction. Let's hope it happens really soon because this week has been a very hard week to trade. So let's talk about that because, you know, from time to time as traders, we have to experience these flat, sideways moving markets when there really is not a lot happening. And it's important to become patient. And that's a big point from today's video and podcast because patience and looking at the longer term perspective, the bigger picture, is really important as a forex trader. We all get sort of very caught up on taking an individual trade and yes, that went really well or no, it lost and doom and gloom, you know. And so it's important to look at the bigger picture, you know, look at your trading over a number of weeks, a number of months, etc., rather than just being worried about the last trade. And the great thing about being a technical trader in these current market conditions that we've experienced this week is that because I'm trading what I see and not what I think, that's an important point there. I'll say that again. I trade what I see, not what I think. So as a technical trader, I trade what I see on the charts, what the charts are showing me right now. If I look at the market as a fundamental trader, which I'm not, then I tend to bring my opinion into the market a little bit too much. And when you get the sideways moving markets, you can probably get caught out far more than you can as a technical trader. So as a technical trader, if there's nothing really showing, then I just have to have patience and I'll wait. I can scale down to the shorter time frame charts if I want to look for shorter time frame trades. But I personally, I don't tend to do that quite as much. I tend to stick to the charts that I like. And if they're not showing anything, then I just don't take anything. So again, think of that bigger term picture, that longer term perspective. Don't worry about, you know, this week I've not taken much. And sometimes if you don't take very many trades in a week, that's fine. It just means that you don't have many opportunities. And that's the way that the market conditions are. You then have to wait for those favorable conditions. And when they come, don't be then afraid to take trades. If they show, then definitely take them. If they're not showing, then don't force trades. Don't overtrade. So it's a really important balance there to get because, of course, right at the time, you don't know really sort of what the conditions are. It's only now at the end of the week I can look back and say to you, look, this market's been pretty flat, pretty sideways range band this particular week. So trade what you see on the charts. If there's heaps of trade setups, go and take them and profit from them, like I had last week. This week, very, very little. Don't take much. Let the market get out of these current tight conditions and let it decide which way it wants to go. When that happens, jump back in, take lots more trades. So I hope you've enjoyed that video and podcast. Don't forget to click on the link below this video if you haven't got your own copy of my Engulfing Candle Strategy, my number one free trading course that's available. Click on the link below. You can get instant access to it. This is Andrew Mitchum, the Forex Trading Coach. I look forward to bringing you more trading news, tips, and information this time next week.